This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Xi Jinping supposedly arriving today. That's what CNN said. The communist dictator. I thought it was tomorrow, but we're going to have breaking news for you on that front coming up in the start of the next segment. I really cannot break down enough to you how unbelievable the global situation is. Michael Snyder, Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, and others are going to be joining us. The liberals, I think, are really desperate. They just launched a false flag. Ron Paul believes, I believe. The evidence is overwhelming. The al-Qaeda folks have been caught doing it before. You know them rebranded as ISIS. Al-Nusra, the good rebels in Syria, as CNN calls them. I've been saying false flag. I've been saying a lot. Look for one in Syria because John McCain was just there a month ago. In fact, when that came out that he snuck over there, I said, look for a false flag. They've already been trying these chemical attacks. Look for him to do it again. This is very predictable. I've never heard Ron Paul be so just absolutely certain, though. He's like, this is 100% false flag because of the common sense. Qui bono in Latin, who benefits? But as I sit here and I look at this today, ladies and gentlemen, it's just crazy that CNN immediately and then the Joint Chiefs, yeah, we have witnesses on the ground that some planes flew over and some bombs got dropped. And then Syria says, must have been chemicals that they had. And of course, you have the rebels admittedly cooking up chemicals, and they've been caught using them and doing it. That's admitted. The UN's admitted it. They've been caught on video doing it. That's what's so crazy is, this all hinges on acting like there's no memory. Just like we're spying on Trump. We've got the intercepts, the proof. That was, you know, 2 months ago. Trump goes, that's illegal to release that. Plus, you don't because we didn't do that. Oh, actually, we never did it. You're crazy. And then, of course, it all comes out. Susan Rice, Obama, the unmasking. It's all illegal. But by then, they've always changed the subject and then put Trump. Remember what Michael Moore and some of the others said? They said that after he gets in office, he's going to be faced with all these different global crises, and then we'll be able to bring him down. And they're doing it. And Bannon's gone. Bannon threatened to quit if removed from National Security Council role. Report. Chief White House strategist Stephen Bannon was unhappy with the decision to remove him from his role in the National Security Council. Threatened to quit. Thought he was threatening to quit the council over the war. According to a new report, you can't believe it comes out of the New York Times. The New York Times reported Wednesday evening that Bannon resisted the move and threatened to resign if the change was made. But the Times said his team had denied that. He never made such a statement. Yeah. I mean, who are these people inside leaking it? Kushner? Oh, there are all sorts of articles out there in major newspapers that, oh, I must not like Jewish people because our intel is Kushner's leaking stuff. It's just the most, it's the craziest political correct garbage everywhere. It's just maddening. It's like I criticized the Nazi collaborator George Soros, and there's articles saying, you know, I must be anti-Semitic. It just doesn't work anymore. Sit there and use that. Bannon, who led President Trump's campaign in its final months, was elevated in January to position on the NSC Principles Committee, drawing widespread criticism that Trump was trying to politicize the council. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and director of National Intelligence had their roles downgraded in the move. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster has now reversed some of those changes, a move that was approved by Trump, according to senior White House official. Yeah, John McCain said yesterday, the normal order of things in Washington is now coming back to equilibrium. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the quote. The normal order is now returning to where it should be, yes. The normal order of just a bunch of liars running around backing the most radical Muslim groups, overthrowing nations that are much freer. And Judge Knapp says amassing Americans for reasons other than national security is called espionage. And when we come back, I've got some more clips on that front. We've also got CNN, again, kids reading off teleprompters. It just
Please come and aid. I am here. I need your help in Syria. I am here. Help me. Meanwhile, they're like, you know, in CNN studios or whatever. I mean, it's just, there's no end to CNN, folks.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Arriving at like 6 o'clock in Mar-a-Lago. They're going to have dinner and things. Probably won't have any press conferences or anything until tomorrow. We'll be covering that live, obviously, because that is important. He's the communist Chinese dictator with massive tensions, unparalleled since the ceasefire on the Korean War in July of 1953. That is a big deal, with North Korea threatening to nuke everybody as usual. And, of course, the Democrats helped give them all that technology to do it. But we have the Democrats today with the Senate and the House Intelligence Committees just running around on this witch hunt about Russians everywhere, unmasking people, and then the intel is clear. There's nothing there. Congressman Nunes talks about it, and then he gets ethics complaints on him, so he recuses himself. When did Democrats start recusing themselves for being connected to Hillary Clinton and the uranium deals and all the rest of it? I'm sick of it. And the media is like, oh, Alex is scared of a Russian investigation. No, actually, I'm scared that they're going to find out I'm a Martian and that the moon's made of cheese. Trump is trying to restore our republic. And you've got the Republicans and the Democratic Party ganging up on Trump, trying to make him do their will geopolitically to go start wars in Syria, you name it. And notice they're already blaming Trump. Oh, this is all happening in Syria because of you. When Hillary and the Democrats and the globalists admittedly started the civil war, bringing in the jihadis 6 years ago. Hell, they'll probably blame Libya next on Trump. That failed state. So it's an amazing time to be alive. I wanted to get Dr. Group on for two segments, and I appreciate him coming on. Then we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us on the military, the economy. Michael Snyder, Paul Watson's special report, Millie Weaver, John Rappaport, and others. But I wanted to get Group on, and I guess it's a good time to get him on, because we don't just see them kicking us off ad rolls, we can't advertise on Google, and trying to get us kicked off Google completely, Democratic Party openly saying that. We don't just see things like that. We see industrial-type stuff where we're getting our materials getting messed with, or regulators coming after us, just all sorts of stuff. In a message to everyone that don't mess with the New World Order or we'll come shut you down. You're already shutting down society. You're already taking over. We have a responsibility to do that. But take our probiotics that have hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews on outside third-party sites like Power Reviews. They got a Federal Trade Commission complaint, which is a joke. They laughed at it, sent a letter back, saying, this must all be fake, because he's got the best reviews on your site. They're like, no, actually, we cut out the ones that are too positive to follow FDA rules. I mean, that's we could go get reviews from 20 places and show you the same stuff. It's our listeners. They're buying it. They love it. Biome Defense is a great probiotic. Probiotics is my right to take good cultures of bacteria, whether I got it from sauerkraut or Biome Defense or whatever, or yogurt, that's not even debated. It's not even debated that if you have iodine deficiencies, you'll die. Now, here's the latest article. I was setting Group up last week to talk about this. Today, a huge Vox report, 10 pages long. I watched Alex Jones give his viewers health advice. No, I didn't. I'm a citizen. I can give you my opinion, and I can read news articles if I want. But this is all tailored to, again, try to get the FDA after me. They're coming on every front. Good. That just means I'm telling the truth and taking action. Because look at this. Then you learn it's not even me giving advice. It's Dr. Group on breaking down major studies. So there are more and more antifungal and anti-candida, basically in the same class as probiotics. I mean, you go to Whole Foods, they're selling stuff similar to what we've got. This is totally normal because you lose the good bacteria because of pesticides in your gut or antibiotics or whatever the case may be. Then the bad stuff, the yeast and all of it moves in. That's all over mainstream news. That's all over everywhere. I don't think that's even debated. But they say, I invented this. We invented probiotics and we invented antifungals in the intestines. Ladies and gentlemen, 10 pages of the craziest bull I've ever read. Everything we sell is FDA grass. That's the law that means it's seen as safe. We have the biggest companies making it, the top labs testing it all, because we know we're a target. And we follow things to a ridiculous level. You hear everybody else making claims out there. We don't. I can tell you what X2 and all this has done for me, but this is what they're doing. You know, they say, I'm the worst person on earth, worse than Dr. Oz, worse than everybody. I'm insane. You know, autism isn't on the rise. They also say I'm crazy and that HPV hasn't been linked to deaths all over the world and been banned in places like India and Japan. I mean, I see mainstream news articles every day where people are getting paralyzed and dying from Gardasil. They approved it here in Texas to make everybody else accept it through an emergency law Rick Perry put through 10 years ago. I remember all the deaths. Even the local newspapers were saying it was horrible. But you read this, man, you read this, and you'd think Gardasil doesn't even have any side effects. And they say Jones sits up there like he's a doctor and says Gardasil does this and this does that. No, I said my grandmother got polio from the polio vaccine, and her MD told her that. They go, oh, get your second round, another strain. She got it a week later. It ruined much of her life. My mother almost died from a flu shot. We all have these stories. We all know. We know what the insert says. But they look at us like we're crazy. So Dr. Groups here wasn't come on about iodine and why it's so important and where we get it and why we're starting to run into some problems. I'm not going to say that's what this is, but it's from every angle, which is fine. I expect this. I knew this. We're changing the world. And, you know, sometimes I get a little angry. I say things sometimes, you know, that I didn't mean to say, you know, or out of turn, whatever. But it's my heart's good. And we're trying to turn the world around and trying to not have World War III. Because I got children. So does Dr. Groups. Dr. Groups, we got this short segment, another segment. Getting into this today, I know you sent me a lot of news articles, new big studies out about iodine, all of it. But just separately, what do you make of this new thing? I don't know if you've seen this, where we're probiotics. Did you know we just made that up, Dr. Groups?
Yeah, the good thing about that, even though they're coming out with all these articles, they're just trying to attack us on every single level right now. I read that Vox article as well. I mean, the fact of the matter is the definition of an epidemic is a widespread occurrence of any infectious disease at any community at any particular time. You can go on Google. You can look at PubMed studies. You can look. I mean, we're not going to get on the air and talk about stuff that we don't know 100% is right. Right. I mean, the far left, this media attack against the truth is nothing more than just trying to get people to try to believe something that's false. I mean, it's just you look at fake news out there and it's just amazing that these individuals can come out and talk about all this stuff.
With a straight face, they attack our probiotic and say, we've invented something for something that doesn't exist. Probiotics is the fastest growing industry in the country.
Yeah, what happened to, like, real journalism out there? I mean, anybody can take what we say on the air, and anybody can take the information in that article and go look, type in candida, type in fungus among us, type in mold problems, type in all this stuff, and they're going to see that what we're doing is we're actually telling the truth. And I think that they, you know, when you have an article or something come out like that, they just know that it's truth. I mean, they know that it's truth, and that's why they're trying to counteract it and trying to say that it's not true.
Let me tell you a story. I know three people in this building that told me they had irritable bowel and all sorts of problems, and I said, take them every day. All three came back to me in the last 6 months and said, totally normal now. My life totally changed. I mean, it's incredible.
Because the medical profession has not taught the doctors about gut health. Even when we were coming out with our studies 20 years ago and we interviewed 100 gastroenterologists around the country and asked them how important are probiotics, how important is gut health in the creation of disease, our research is showing that the accumulation of toxins in the body and in the gut is causing leaky gut syndrome, is causing malfunctions.
We're having gut crises. I mean, Crohn's disease 50 years ago was unknown. Now it's everywhere.
Right. And they were telling us 15 years ago, oh, that doesn't make any difference. Oh, you can eat what you want. Organic food doesn't make a difference. Oh, there's no such thing as chemicals.
Oh, let me ask you this. What do you make of how it's mainly liberals going crazy when it's liberals are one of the areas they're actually informed on is probiotics?
They're just, I mean, I don't know. It's a mass consciousness shift with liberals, I guess, because across the board politically, you know, with the geoengineering chemtrail thing, which they still say doesn't, chemtrails don't exist when you can pull up the patents and the geoengineering documents and the government approving 80 billion tons to be sprayed in the air of aluminum oxide nanoparticles. I mean, it's all there right in front of your face if you can pull it up. And Monsanto and the, you know, all of a sudden that genetically modified foods are going to be the savior of the planet and we're all going to be able to have healthy genetically modified foods to eat. It's just running rampant right now. Look at what's happening with, like, Gorsuch, who's a great qualified person probably to be in the Supreme Court, and they're just attacking everything because when you look back, obviously, and you look at the design of all what the earth has had to go through and look at the healthcare system that we're currently suffering from. The great news, Alex, is people are waking up and they're not believing.
They are.
People,
so what we're seeing is what we're seeing is death row. That's why we've got to be peaceful, even when they provocate and say they want to kill us and say we're Russian spies and say they want to kill Trump. Sometimes, you know, we get angry and we say, okay, I'll punch you or whatever. No, we've got to be like Gandhi, as I've always preached, because they're so violent and hateful now. I catch myself, you know, slipping up and you know, adding to it. We've got to, like, just de-escalate things and just try to have cooler heads prevail.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Christine, thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the end. I mean, I got to tell you, they have no creativity with these lies. They just invert things. We go out to the biggest, most respected labs in the country and produce probiotics and antifungals that I know for a fact they've got big fancy labs here in Austin where rich people go and pay four or five times, you know, for basically the same stuff for the antifungals, and they just, you know, absolutely live by it. What getting candida and all this out does, and then we sell a high quality brand of it, and we're the devil. I mean, everything we sell is established, totally established. A lot of our stuff's just private labeled famous brands. You know, our toothpaste gets made by the biggest group that puts out fluoride free toothpaste. We just add iodine and colloidal silver to it. And it's just, you sit there and you watch the attacks. But when I got a few minutes left on a group, you really wanted to come on about all the iodine news, some of the new studies that are out. But also, you know, we've talked some about this, mainly over email. Do you think we're going to be able to continue, at least from this source, to be able to get this iodine from the deep earth?
Right now, iodine is in the news everywhere. Israel just finished their huge national survey on iodine deficiency because they're having so many people over there come down, babies with mental retardation, thyroid issues. It's happening all over the world, so the demand for iodine is increasing at a pretty exponential rate. The study in Israel just showed that 62% of school-aged children, 85% of pregnant women have low iodine intake.
Folks, ask why my children glow, literally. And they just go, oh, they're glowing. What's going on? And I go, iodine. But it's not the crap iodine. That stuff will kill you. Explain why X2 is so special.
Right. So iodine in nature is I2, and it has two iodines stuck together, and it's very caustic. You can't take that in your mouth. If you just take pure iodine crystals, you'll start to see that purple smoke come off of it. So it's a very oxidating substance. So what we have to do is take it through this complete detoxification process.
Which is Russian. It is a Russian patent, so now we're evil Russians now.
But the key is starting with the raw material, and that's, you know, making sure you start with a pure 99.99% iodine crystals. U.S. Pharmaceutical or USP or British Pharmacopoeia, those are the highest purity standards in the world, and you have to have 99.7% or higher
purity. And you have to have a DEA license because this can be, in its raw form, used for so much stuff.
Right. I mean, iodine crystals are used to produce crystal meth, and so you really have to. The DEA, you know, follows us very closely. We have to have strict procedures. But, I mean, it's, you know, you follow it back like you were talking about, you know, the fungus thing and the articles. You look at why we're dealing with that and why they're trying to be quiet about it. Just with iodine, okay, there's always some sinister plan behind it. Let's take out iodine from everywhere. We know what it's going to cause when people become iodine deficient. Let's replace it with bromine. Let's put fluoride in the water. We know all the different halogens that are going to cause people to become sick and become controllable.
Because, again, this is a fact I'm stating. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can read a report on a rocket. Your thyroid and other glands will absorb the bad and use it if it doesn't have the good. And then that's to take the good halogen out. Put the bad halogen in. The federal government, what, until the 70s, mandated iodine in the salt.
That's right. That's right. So there's always a cause. Even with the candida and the fungus thing, look at high fructose corn syrup. Look at all the chemicals in the food and the beverages that they're promoting. What do those things do? They cause an increase of fungus. And everything starts from the gut. You know, if you heal the gut, then everything else starts to follow in. So there's a lot of new discoveries coming out, too, as far as iodine is concerned. MIT just came out with a new study that they're going to be using iodine possibly in batteries to extend the life of batteries. Iodine deficiency is affecting 11 million children across the world. Was a new study that just came out by Dr. The pediatrics dean at a child specialist facility. And they're linking iodine deficiency and brain damage to 43 million people now. So, I mean, Alex, these are all the things that we identify years and years.
And by the way, we're putting mainstream news articles up. And if you look at Pharmakia, they're all getting into iodine. Suddenly there's all these iodines on the shelves. We go in and look. It's all a bunch of crud stuff. I mean, it's just crazy that we are literally the only group putting the pure stuff out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and there are surveys and reports that have come out in the last probably 3 weeks that do show that there is a supply issue with iodine, and we don't know, because we're digging so deep into the earth, if that supply is going to run out tomorrow or if it's going to run out, you know, whenever it's going to run out.
The point I've heard is that there's a run on it everywhere. Prices are going up. It's harder to get.
That is what's happening. You know, we've got a good supply stocked away just for emergency purposes and just to make sure InfoWars is going to have a good supply of the X2. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen. The thing is, just make sure that you're taking all the supplements and make sure you're keeping your body
healthy. And you support the broadcast at the same time. It's like, yeah, absolutely. Band-Aids. We didn't invent cuts. We're talking about things everybody needs. Thank you, Dr. Grip. Amazing job.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are living again in unprecedented times. I want to open the phones up for listeners about the Russia situation, the Syria situation, the ties to Russia, China openly threatening to attack us with nuclear weapons, North Korea doing it. And then Trump just says we'll have to stand up against that, and our leftist media calls him the problem, says it's all because of him, and Syria is because of him, and Obamacare is because of him, and everything else. And I saw Chuckie Schumer about an hour ago giving a press conference saying Trump's like a 98 pound, you know, child up against a man with China. These are such un-American people that are rooting for our stock market to fall. There's the quote, Schumer, Trump looks like a 98-pound weakling. Yeah, grab that clip for me if you can. The servile hatred and the way they get liberals to hate America and to root for their own impoverishment and their own enslavement. It's the craziest Stockholm syndrome garbage I've ever seen. I want to take your calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I apologize sometimes we don't go to your calls by the time another guest comes on, and so I leave you on hold. I'll try to hang up on you, or at least let you know that we can't go to you if I don't get to everybody. But I'm going to try to go to your calls here in just a moment at 800-259-9231. But this is cruising for war with the situation in Syria. The Russians are saying they're there with a legitimate government, aren't going to back down unless Trump, quote, gives them a plan. Russia challenges Trump to say what they should do. But Trump won't even talk to Russia now because the media has gotten him isolated and his advisors isolated on purpose. They set Trump up to where now he can't even talk to Russia. The president. And the head of the House Intelligence Committee can't even come over and view classified material at the White House. That's totally normal. But the Democratic Party comes in and says, no, you're going to recuse yourself. We filed ethics complaints on you. And the Republicans don't file complaints on them. They just keep taking it and taking it and taking it. When the Russians were all in the Democrats' junk. And they always have been. And I don't even blame the Russians. That's what foreign governments do. You don't think our government isn't doing stuff in Russia? Globalism is in crisis. The globalists admit it's in flames. They admit it's falling apart. So what are they going to do? Your phone calls are coming up. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former policy head of the Treasury Department, former head editor at the Wall Street Journal, prolific writer, and, of course, researcher, paulcraigroberts.org, joins us. I want to get his breakdown on the talk of nuclear war. Even Joel Skousen is up this to the highest threat ever, saying now it could happen any time. And who are the power players? And why are the Western elites so out to get Russia? And then meanwhile, we have John McCain saying yesterday, now Washington is returning to its normal order. Now that the neocons, I guess, are in charge. And now there's been a good false flag. Ron Paul has hands down said this is 100% a false flag. Because the very same rebels have been caught red-handed at least three times. Another six, seven, eight times where even the UN says they're the ones that did it. So within minutes, though, CNN says, Trump says, okay, I'm changing my mind. Rand Paul says, whoa, don't back Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We're backing the wrong people. This is an incredible moment. This is how world wars start. By the way, the news is saying, I said Trump should nuke China. I said if a war starts, the only way to survive is to hit them first. Once a nuclear war starts, you got to have total commitment. I don't want that to happen. But that's how this stuff builds up. You can't have a regional war anymore, folks. This has got to stop. Now, that's my view. Of course, he was in the Reagan administration, highly respected, was all part of the whole detente with Russia and getting them to end the Cold War. And he joins us to break this down. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thanks for coming on with us.
Hello, Alex.
Well, you heard my little breakdown. Is that accurate? And where's all this going?
Well, Alex, the neoconservatives won't give up their ideology of world hegemony. And Russia's in the way, China's in the way, and, of course, in the Middle East, Iran and Syria are in the way. So that's why these four countries are singled out for conflict and accusations. Because they're in the way of American hegemony over the world. So that's the basic problem. I know that you were a very strong supporter of Trump. I thought that all the promise was with him because he wanted to normalize relations with Russia and he wanted to stop the offshoring of the American jobs. But I think the establishment has reasserted itself. You know, they dispensed with Flynn. Replaced him with a Russophobic general. They apparently gotten rid of Bannon. And so what's left? You know, we've got Zionists and crazed generals that talk about wars. So it looks to me like the situation is as bad as you described it.
Dr. Paul Grant Roberts, looking at this situation, Trump means well. He's got the economy going again a little bit. You're an expert on that. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I notice as soon as he starts capitulating, Schumer calls him a 98-pound weakling, throws him under the bus to China. They begin accelerating, saying Syria is his fault, Obamacare is his fault, the South China Sea is his fault. Doesn't he understand, he's a smart guy, that rolling over to these people only encourages them? They want his head on a spike.
Well, Alex, they don't need his head on a spike if he surrenders to them. And I can't say exactly what he is doing, but it does, to me, look like surrender. I don't think that he's in a position to fight. So you may remember when we discussed all this a while back, I said his main weakness would be he doesn't know the players, he doesn't know who to appoint in order to take on the establishment that he is committed to taking on. And therefore, I thought his chances weren't all that great, but they're still better than zero, and that's the reason I thought he'd be the best candidate. But it looks like the president is simply, unless he's been the leader of a political movement for some time, he knows the players, he knows the issues, he knows who's going to back him, he knows where the problem people are and who they are, it's very difficult for democracy to bring about changes because the deep state is there. It's well established. You know, it's more than half a century old. The lobbyists in Washington are well established, well connected to the House, the Senate, to all the executive agencies, and to the courts. So a new president comes in. He's inexperienced, tough guy, but inexperienced, and he finds out he's just outflanked everywhere. So I think that's what's happened to him. I think the Trump agenda is the part that I supported, and I think the part you supported, peace with Russia and bring back the jobs. I think that's over, Alex. I don't think we're going to see that. And the danger of all of this demonization of Russia is that it convinces the Russian government that the United States and the European countries are preparing their populations for war with Russia. You have to remember during the whole Cold War period, the American presidents worked closely with the Soviet leaders to reduce the tensions because both sides received numerous false warnings of missile attack, of incoming ICBMs. They were never believed because both sides were working together to reduce tensions. But if you're sitting over there now in Putin's shoes and you've been demonized up and down the railway track and Russia's demonized and made all these false accusations, and you get a report of incoming missiles, and you've got 5 minutes warning time, you're more inclined to believe it. And so the risk of war just from accident now is extremely high. And that is the new part in this equation. You know, more or less, we're convincing the Russians that we are preparing a preemptive nuclear strike. We've got anti-ballistic missile bases going on their borders.
Well, sure, let's expand on that. I mean, it was Bush in his last few years said, oh, we have a new doctrine, first strike. We'll strike you first. Well, then China and Russia said that they have first strike as well. So, again, why the insane escalation by the neocons, and why are they so hard to keep out of power?
The reason is Russia is can block American unilateralism, so can China. And the neoconservative doctrine, Alex, is that the United States is the unipower and cannot permit the rise of any other country that could block American unilateral action. Well, both countries have been able to do that. The neocons didn't expect the quick return of Russia to power, and they didn't expect the quick rise of China. But they were focused on their Middle Eastern wars there for a decade, while China beat by far the predictions of when they would be a major force, and during the period when Putin, who was initially seen as the protege of Yeltsin, who would continue under Washington's thumb, just like Yeltsin, instead he was able to recreate Russia as a power. So when they were faced with, hey, look, we've now got two countries that are capable of blocking us from unilateral action, they turned on both countries. And they're trying to destabilize them. That's what the Ukrainian coup was about. And all of this propaganda, they're trying to threaten them into accepting some form of American vassalage so that the Russians can be negotiated out of blocking American unilateralism. Well, as you noted, there's a lot of risk there. And when you convince a thermonuclear power that you're setting them up for preemptive nuclear attack, you can't expect them just to sit there and wait for it. And you see from Putin all kinds of pleas. He said, you know, he has these meetings with an extensive number of Western journalists. He says, how do I get through to you? Don't you understand what's happening? Don't you understand the risk? But why do you repeat all of these lies that destroy trust, that build suspicion?
And we also notice the neocon, neolib media attacks the nationalist movement. America, they just hate anything independent. And I see China as a threat, as, you know, communistic and evil.
I don't agree with that. That's part of their propaganda.
Well, I mean, I've studied what's going on in China. I know you're a smart guy. All I'm saying is this. Our elites help transfer a lot of weapons to China. And so I'm asking why the elites don't get the reason they're getting checkmated when they're the ones that help give them the weapons.
I don't know to what extent that we've transferred weapons to them. The Russian weapon systems are actually better. The fighters are better. I think on the whole, China now has substantial warfare capability of its own. What we did to China was when we offshored so many of the
manufacturers. Sure, of course, that's the big thing. That's the real power base. Well, expanding on that, I just see the three different predatory states, not one's good, one's bad. I do see the whole Anglo-American establishment, obviously, as the big global hegemonic thing that's announced its Pax Americana and its right to rule. So obviously I'm against, you know, that happening. In the few minutes we have left here, the economy, something you're an expert on, I see Trump racing, trying to get jobs back. I see a lot of the power structure trying to do things to actually curtail that. Just in a snapshot, where do you think the global economy is right now?
Well, you know, what the global economy is a form of colonialism. It's neocolonialism. It's the way the First World continues to exploit the Third World. And now to exploit also its own members, like Greece, Portugal, who are forced into massive austerity and sell-off of public assets in order to pay creditors. So globalism is no real such thing as a global economy. It basically means an economy in which the First World continues to ride roughshod over the rest of the world. So it only serves the 1%. In the West.
And the 1% are so inbred and decadent, or the one-tenth of 1%, they don't realize the world, according to mainline analysts, is in the most dangerous position it's ever been in.
That's right. I think it is in a dangerous position because, you know, what's happening is the promise of rising living standards, rising income growth, this is halted. And not just in the United States, but everywhere, or most everywhere, outside maybe of China and Russia. So when you halt that, then you build in throughout the world, again, dissatisfaction, unrest. You get more movements toward violence and revolutionary actions and anti-Americanism, anti-Westernism.
And the globalists admit they exacerbate that to further destabilize and further suck those countries dry.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what globalism
is. Then in a minute and a half, is there anything positive we can do to turn this around?
You know, we had these hopes for Trump, but I think he's collapsed. The system was too strong for him. He's a strong man. He was independently wealthy. He didn't need anything. He had the chance, but I don't think he was able to pull it off. I don't think that he was with them from the beginning or that he intentionally sold out or anything like that. I just think the system proved to be too strong for a president.
The swamp drains you.
The swamp, yeah. So, you know, Chris Hedges and some of these people say the only solution is revolution. I don't really know. I think, Alex, what is likely to happen is we overreach, we get checkmate, we have some economic crisis the Fed can't control, and there's a form of collapse, and out of the collapse can come real change. Maybe that's what
happens. Yeah, in a way, you have to hope for a collapse if Trump can't fix it and we can't fix it, so there's not nuclear war. It's like...
We certainly don't want a nuclear war. The weapons today are so powerful, there just won't be anybody left. And you have to keep in mind that when President Russia says, we can no longer trust the Americans, and when the Russians say, we'll never again fight a war on our own territory, they're telling you something, and it's not something you want to push against.
I know, it's crazy, but we got a bunch of neocons who were never even in combat that want nuclear war, so I guess we have to worship them and let them run things and let the folks in the House Intelligence Committee, Mr. Schiff, take us to World War III because he has to prove he's a big tough guy. Thank you. Calls coming up.
Certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Everything Dr. Paul Craig Roberts just said. I'm about to go to your calls. I agree with all of but one thing. He said, no, they just need to capitulate and then they'll leave him alone. No, they're not going to do that. They want to destroy the idea of nationalism. They won't rest until he is dead or indicted or in prison. Hell, they all say they want him dead. It's the idea of nationalism. It's the idea of what he's criticized, their globalism. They have to do that. The answer is more nations rising up peacefully, politically, and saying no to these bullies and not being part of globalism. And supporting Trump and communicating to him through Twitter and on the road and everywhere and not letting him be isolated so that he understands. Because here's the deal. They're never going to stop. They're never going to stop because they want the total power. They're totally crazed. It don't matter how dangerous it is or it destroys the whole planet, because there's still his agenda of jobs and borders and language and all the things that globalists hate. They're going to now start going after Trump on all that to see if they can bully him into submission. The Russians say we should have a border. You can't have one. I mean, it's basically come down to that. We should have new elections, they're saying, of all the Republicans because they were all Russians. And it's like, excuse me? Then you scratch the Democrats and it's just Russian connections everywhere? It's so insulting to have your honor challenged like that, where they have Senate hearings. And when I was bashing and yelling the other day, I was talking about Schiff as a leader of the whole investigation. He's not even the bad one. Literally, it was the other hearings where they had the former head of the Board of Governors on, what was his name, Armstrong or something, going, Alex Jones is run by the Russians. It's like, how do they sit there and do that when they know it's pure bull? Nunes' decision to leave a probe on Russia offers fresh start. And then tomorrow he'll be attacking the other members of the committee saying they've got to go too. Again, he's everything he does is about low attention span. Everything he does is tactical. And he's been the guy put in there to do it because he was a former U.S. attorney whose claim to fame, I was looking it up, was somebody getting a bribe from the Russians or something. It just never ends. And the deep state doesn't want America to run its own country. I got Michael Schneider coming up. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now for a few more segments. Then we're going to air Paul Watson's special report, Pedophiles Rule the World, just to understand the type of folks we're dealing with. All documented cases, all proven. Get ready. Pat in Ohio. Pat, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was wondering what it would take to declare victory against globalism and in the short term for America. And also another quick part to the question is, how do you make people understand there is true evil in the world and where it comes from?
Say true what?
True evil in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look at serial killers. Look at Stalin and Mao and Hitler and all the rest of it. They're control freaks. They're into raw power and into dark energy. But more of an awakening. I mean, we've already had such big victories. People know about the shadow government. They know about the Federal Reserve being private. They know about globalism and corporate government. I mean, it's super unpopular. They have just gone into total war mode against anybody that tries to be a leader, to then be a focal point to lead people to organize a better civilization. I mean, believe me, I'm attacked second only to Trump, maybe number three after Bannon. And then I get mad at myself when I say things they can take out of context or whatever. I'm not perfect. I mean, it's incredibly stressful. I just do it because it's the right thing to do. But there's a selfish part of me, too. I just think, man, could I just get out of here with the family and just get to the southern hemisphere and just let everybody kill each other? But this war would be so big, it would kill us down there, too. You got to stand up against it, folks. I wish there was some new country to go to. I wish we could get out of this. We can't. We're going to have to deal with it.
Today.
We're going to have to take our licks, folks.